In this service, I want to talk about the most important thing in a husband or in a man that should be sought after in a man. I told you that we can do nothing against the truth. The word of God is the only sure principle that exists in the whole universe. Every other thing may fail, but God's word does not fail. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Man may try to use their own thoughts, their own energy, their own assumptions, but it doesn't change what God has said. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own. In all your ways, do what? And then what will he do? Direct your path. God is willing to direct your path. Somebody say amen. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, God is going to direct your path. How many of you believe with the whole of your heart? If you believe, you say very loud, amen. So when it comes to the issue of marriages, now I was meditating a few days ago and I said, God wants to be involved in every single area of your life, including what you wear. Even though God says, don't bother me about it, but God says, there are times you will need me to tell you some things about it. Are you listening to what I'm talking about? God is interested. You are not boring God with it. You get to a level where you don't need to ask him for everything, but then God says, even when you ask me, you are not boring me. He wants to be involved in every part of your life, every aspect of your life, more so in the area that has to do with getting a spouse, because that will determine a lot about your destiny. Glory to Jesus. It will determine a lot about your destiny. Remember that the choice of your spouse can either make you or mar you, can either lift you or destroy you. It can either strengthen you or weaken you. So you have to be very careful about it. Most of the challenges that comes in marriage are foundational issues that were not addressed. Like I said a few weeks ago, the Bible says, and the man and the woman were naked and they knew it not. And I told you, until you get to a level with your spouse where you can open up every single thing, you are probably not yet with the right person. If you want to get married to someone and you can't open up everything about your life, there is a fear that he will taunt you with it. He will talk about it in the future. He will destroy you with it. Then you are not with the right person. Are you listening to what I'm talking about? Everybody has a past. Whether good or bad, the past is the past. And if you can't discuss with a person you're about to get married to, you have to think twice. If you have to feel that if I tell him, what will he do about it tomorrow? Then you're already in trouble. Are you listening to what I'm talking about? You are already in trouble. You are already in trouble. You must be able to be naked before your spouse. Naked in heart, naked in thought, naked about everything, and without fear. Somebody say amen. So the word of God is real. And in the second service, we learned that the most important quality that is needed in the wife is suitability and what? Adaptability, for those of you who were there in the second service. Now, for men, what you require in a man is different. In Genesis chapter 2, the Bible says, and God, there was no help meet men, I mean, sin for a man. Glory to Jesus. God said, let us make a suitable helpmate or a help meet for him. A help. So God wanted a helper for the man. So in Genesis chapter 2, we understand that for a wife, it's a help that is most important. A help. And a help is a helper. Help. Help. Don't carry the old body and now put it on the help. There are different kind of helpers in this world. Glory to Jesus. A help is a help. And we said, the Bible says help that is meet. That means that is suitable and adaptable. Glory to Jesus. Suitable and adaptable. But for the man, it's a different ballgame. The man was created before the woman. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, even Paul says that I do not suggest that the woman be over the man. That's what Paul said. And I'll show you that. But the man is a different ballgame entirely. When you want to get married to a man, you don't need the man to be wealthy. It's not about wealth. Everything you see today can disappear tomorrow. Every single thing. See, if you have heard stories like we pastors, you will know nothing is sure. Even the life of man is like vapor that shows up today and disappears in the twinkling of an eye. So when I see women who want to marry for brilliance, for money, for properties, I know that they are going nowhere. It's a matter of time. It's just a matter of time. It will surely be exposed. Can somebody say amen? You know, I found women who try to do everything just to be comfortable with the man, to make money, only to get there and discover that comfort does not bring happiness. I know a woman, they did not tell me, this one I know, many years ago. She actually said she was going to get married. I've had two stories. Let me tell you the first one. Very okay woman. I got to know her when she was already okay. So she got married to this man. She wanted to get married for money. She said she was getting married for money. Simple. That her family has suffered too much. So she got married to this man. And then the man works in Chevron. Very young, energetic, lovely man. Great man. She got married. And then when she got married, a few months later, she started crying. She came to me and she was crying. It was many years ago, about 11, 12 years ago. I was even very young in ministry then, but I knew her from when I was in our society. So she started crying. She cried bitterly and complained and said that things were terrible. I said, "But you're okay." I mean, she was living in Lekki as at then. "You're living in Lekki. You're fine. I mean, I know what comes to you. I see the car you're riding. You're fine." She said, "I'm not fine." She said, "I'm not fine." I said, "Why?" He said, "Because since I got married to my husband, I've only slept with him once." I said, "Why? Talk to him about it. I mean, what's wrong? Is there any issue with sex, your sex life or whatever?" He said, "No." He said, "I didn't know what was wrong until one day I got to know. I entered a room that I didn't know. Apparently, the man belongs to a cult. When he saw the man told her, 'If you tell anybody, you are dead. I can only sleep with you twice in a year. If you sleep with somebody else, that day you die.'" Yes. Told her. Even when she was telling me with all the fear, because she was telling me, "As I'm telling you, I might die." I said, "You will not die. You will not die." Someone I knew. I took her to see my pastor then, and they counseled and all the stuff. But then you would have, if you saw her outside in her Jeep, you said, "This is a very comfortable woman." And they only discover that money is, she was tied. I mean, or she had, did I say she had become tied? She was tied. I can't forget what God told me. God said, "Hand her over and withdraw." I handed over and I withdrew straight. For whatever reason, but God said, "Withdraw. I can't carry your problem and become the problem owner." It's not every problem you put your head into. Even as an anointed man and as a called man. Anyone God say pull your head away, you better pull it away or your ministry has ended. You know, I tell people, when you see things happen to people, you don't know the instruction they fail to obey. It's not everything you get involved with. I've seen times when someone was dying, God said, you better don't pray. This is no joke. It's not everything. I'm just teaching you, for those of you who want to be in ministry. He's not everything. I'm the man of God. So you will be seen as one fighting God. There are certain times God himself knows about the case. He knows the case. And God told me, "Withdraw," and I withdrew. And I didn't just withdraw. I withdrew, because that was the last time I heard about her. I mean, she called my phone like 4 times. When I didn't pick, she must have felt. But I'm sorry. That's your wala. We all have our life to live. Praise God. I've seen people fall in trouble because of somebody else's problem. I'm telling you this as ministers now. It's not every church member you attend to. Some were sent. Let your ears be open. You ask God questions. You ask God questions. Glory to Jesus. I don't know if you remember, many years ago, a woman came to my office. She came to talk about, she said she had an issue. I was preaching, and then the Lord told me, I said, there was a woman here that you failed to forgive your mom. And then after the service, she came to see me. And then she was talking about so many things. No. It was not in the service. She came to see me in office. We're talking, I was counseling her. And while I wanted to pray, then the Lord said, don't pray. Ask her a question. What did your mom do to you? So I asked her, I said, what did your mom do to you? She said, she was trying to, you know, swerve the question. The Lord said, ask her again, because if you pray, I wanted to pray. God said, don't pray. So I asked her again. I said, the Lord said, if you don't forgive your mom, you will not go forward. She banged my table and said, never. That's what I wanted to pray for. When she said never, I said, may the Lord be with you. May the Lord bless you. Abby? No wonder God said, if you pray. She had made up her mind, I prefer to die than to forgive my mother. And I told her to just go. It's not everything you pray for. What is the most important quality in the man? Psalm 113 verse 10. Psalm 111 verse 10. Psalm 111 verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding of all they that do this his commandment, his praise endureth forever. Brethren, what's the most important thing that a man needs is the fear of God. Brethren, if you marry a man who does not fear God, you are finished. It is not every man that married with the intention of killing their wives. It is not every man that had the mind to go and do money ritual. They came about it because there was no fear of God in their heart. When I talk about the fear of God, I'm not talking about phobia for God. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about reverential fear, where you honor God. There are some things you won't do, not for the sake of anybody, but for the sake of God. I was talking to someone a few days ago. I said, you know, when I was living my life, coming up, growing up, I found out that there are many things, many mistakes that I made. I said, but you know, I had one policy. I said, all in all, I told God, I love you. I said, one of the reasons why I think God has brought me through many things, challenges, and I'm still standing is because he sees my heart, not my face. Oh God. He sees my heart, not my face. Have you ever wondered why a man like David, God can still say he's a man after my heart? How can a man marry another man's wife, kill the man, and God says, I still love you? The first thing he did after that event was, it was a sorrowful repentance. David sobbed and cried. This is not crying because people got to know. You know, I found out in church, one of the reasons why we feel bad about certain things you have done bad is because people have gotten to know. Sir, that cannot be the reason. When God had rejected Saul, Saul was still telling Samuel, please cover up for me. Stand with me so that they would think I'm still anointed. Look at that. He was not thinking of God. He was thinking of ego. Many men do things for the sake of ego. Ego. Look for a man that fears God. Not a man that loves life. Seek ye first kingdom of God as righteous and every other thing. Every other thing. After God is the thing. It's not the thing first, then God. Any man that seeks for things will play with God. Brethren, I want you to, this is to the women, and this is for the men too. You've got to become a man who fears God, who loves the Lord with his heart. Oh, anytime I read Psalm, I'm encouraged by David. I say, Lord, what kind of a man was this David? Make me like David, Lord. I want to love God like David. David loves the Lord. Sir, if you have sincerely read Psalm, as you are reading, you will say, this man loves God. He talks about God like his wife. He talks about God like he's talking of his closest partner. Have you ever read some of the Psalm of David? As the deer panted after the water, so does my soul long after you, God. I love you with the whole of my heart. I have seen Christians who don't fear God. Don't fear God. They do things and they don't fear God. How do you come about that somebody deceived you and encouraged you? Then you now go, you thought of making money ritual, and they didn't tell you before. But now they say it's your wife you will use. Say, your wife will not die. She'll just become a dunce. He said, go ahead. You don't fear God. You know, there are some things that we don't tell people, but it's wickedness. A man is sitting at home. In his heart, he doesn't want his wife to be bigger than him. And he will not talk about it. But he'll be doing everything to minimize her impact. Every single thing. Every vision she brings, he will give her reasons why it cannot work. And say, don't mind them. That thing cannot happen. He will do everything to chase her, to ensure that she's destroyed, that people ridicule her, and he will behave as if he's not involved. Wickedness of your highest order, because he does not fear God. If you fear God, you will make those under you to prosper. Wickedness. I was talking to someone recently. Mind you, someone. The husband. Why? I had to ask her. Why is he like this? Stingy to the core. You don't get it? Stingy, beyond stingy. Laptop, some stinginess deserve tongues. Skulski, school. He has money, he's going out. What will we eat? You'll be fine. Sir, if you take everything you have and give to your family, is it not worth it? You suffer, let them enjoy. That's a man that fears the Lord. How do you bring a woman into your house and make her worse than she entered? Are you not wicked? Men that fear not God got engaged with a group of silly, stupid brothers like you who say their wives are trying to control their homes. Yeah, foolish women, do this, do that to block her. Wickedness. I know of a man who made thunderbolt against the wife because you suspected your wife and you were willing to see her die just in case it were even true. So you want to kill her? Like you are righteous? May you not meet a man who doesn't fear God. Amen. My pastor was telling me on Friday, last week, Monday. Wasn't Monday, went to this place? He was telling us. He said, very hurry. I mean, one of their members told him, he was going on Third Mainland Bridge at night. A man in Jeep just stopped by the bridge, came down, took a baby, cut his head and drank the blood. And threw yes. My pastor told me. He told us in a meeting, some of these people you are seeing outside are driving Jeep. They are crazy, stupid, mad people. And you will know. He has money. Continue. See, young men, if a lady wants to, because you don't have money, show her the way. Honore. Show her well. Any lady who is after material things will soon destroy your life. Any lady who says she can't marry because she don't have money, you should know already that your best thing to do is to chase her. That's the best thing. That's the best thing. What do you mean? My pastor always says something. If you are after something, if you are after money, he said, if you don't get it soon, you will do anything for it. Anything. Men who don't fear God. Everywhere. I know a man who married a woman for the sake of money ritual. This is not, I know, you know, see, you know, I told someone, I said, the people that God is helping most in this world, they are pastors. The things we hear is enough to get us depressed. In fact, we read in a book, that's why many pastors are depressed. They have heard too much stories that if they can't even comport themselves anymore. That's why pastors, you must minimize what you hear too. Direct some people to some other people. It's not every story you will hear. Some stories will finish you. Too much. Men who don't fear God. The most important thing, man, listen, all this issue of he does have, if he has fears God, he will become rich. If he fears God, he will let you become what you want to become. If he fears God, he will make you great. If he fears God, he will allow you to manifest. I wish I were talking to somebody here. Stop looking for a man who has television. I heard that one long ago. Look for a man who has vision. Because vision, we buy television. Somebody say amen. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. By God's grace, I send money to my kids in the US. Well, when they need it. I don't say Shebidia in US. I'm not doing it for anybody's sake. I'm doing it for the sake of God's fear in my heart. For how do I explain to God that because I'm in Nigeria and they are not here, I have no responsibility? God forbid. God forbid. I know in Nigeria, the request over there is heavy because it doesn't mean anything to them. Last time my son said, I need a laptop. I said, how much? He says, just $700. I said, Joe. I said, say it again. He said, just. He said, the best one I found on Amazon is $700. I said, multiply that $700 by 490. That's somebody's salary for 1 year. Very understanding boy. Say, so daddy, send anything you have. I'll get the rest. Yes, yes. That's what they always tell me. In fact, my daughter is amazing. Daddy, I need this, but I know you may not have it now. Whenever you have it, let me know. I'm also gathering something. We can put it together and I can get what I need. Yeah, that's what she tells me. Omo logo giti. No, it's awesome to have. It's awesome to have great children. It's awesome. But they should be taught, though. Praise God, should be taught. If you don't let them know, they won't know. It starts by letting them know. This is what this is. You may not have this now, but you can have it later. This is what you should have now. This is what you may not have now. You talk about it. Can somebody say amen? May you find a man who fears the Lord.
Amen.
May you become a man who fears the Lord.
Amen.
Let me tell you, if you fear God, God can decorate your life with anything. Let us personally love the Lord and fear Him. When nobody is there, when you are alone, listen, fearing God does not mean you'll be perfect. You make mistakes, but God loves people who comes to Him in repentance with a sober heart. Than those, listen, let me round off with this. I think I said this on Wednesday. I can't remember where I said it. But the greatest amazing thing I found out recently, you know, I've been reading the book of Job. I never enjoyed that book. In fact, I've never read it to the end. This is the first time I'm reading the book of Job to the end. It's always boring when it gets to a level. After I've seen what happened to Job, and I've seen where his mistake came from, I don't read. Then I began to read concentratedly this time around. I'm still on it. I think chapter 13 is what I read today. And I discovered the problem of Job. Now, further, it was beyond because he greatly feared. It's far beyond that. His friends were angry with him. In fact, one of his friends said, I'm very angry with you. I need to read NIV when you are reading it. Said, because you are feeling too righteous. You need to say the things Job was saying. Oh Lord, search my heart. I've done nothing wrong to you. If I've done anything wrong, kill me. If I've offended you, kill my soul. He said it. Read it. He said, take everything I have if I've ever offended you. You man. See the way you are talking. That's the way some men talk. As if they are perfect, they've never offended God. You know, when I see two people having issues, I always talk about this. When I see two people having issues, the man and the woman, I always watch out for the one who says, I've done nothing wrong. That's the problem. Yeah. Anyone that says, I've done nothing wrong is the problem. There is no way in this world you would have done nothing wrong. Whether 99-1 or 98-2 or 50-50, you have a part in it. And God does not measure wrongs, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Whether your ratio is one or two, God says wrong is wrong. When a friend man tell woman, I've done everything for you. You're a stupid woman. You are this. You are that. You are the problem. Then you go to a counselor. Who's the problem? She's the problem. Ask her what I've not done for her. He's a problem. He's a problem. When the lady also says, he's the problem. Don't mind him. I helped him. And then he cheated on me. That's why. Where did you go wrong? No, I did everything. You can't do everything. Don't you understand? You can't do everything. Even the holiest man must have sinned. Praise the Lord. I've done nothing wrong. I've done nothing wrong. I agree. The cockroach you killed yesterday has done nothing wrong. Mosquito was created by God. Ejo kilo shefun e. To fleet yepa. Don't say, ah, oh, Jemmy bad you. You have claimed all the righteousness, but the rat was simply in the house looking for his daily food, and you took hammer and broom. Then you came out and said, I'm holy, I'm righteous, I've done nothing wrong. Oga, we can't be perfectly holy until we get to heaven. As long as we are in this mortal body, you will one day have to say, Lord, help me, correct me, I will get better. Don't feel like the Holy Ghost himself. Fear God. Seek for a man that, when you're talking to a man, when you're trying to marry a man, listen to the words of his mouth. You will know whether he fears God or not. Some men, you will know they don't fear God. They are willing to do anything. Put questions in their mouth. Ah, well, is there anything? No, they back by me. You think it's just movie when people take their children for rituals? I can't forget the movie I watched. You must have watched it. What's the name of that movie that they redid again? Blood, Living in Bondage Part 2. And the young man took his daughter, gave her a doll, took her to a dark place, and cut her head. You think it's only movie? Sir, if you think it's movie, you are done. That means you don't know what is going on. Till today, every day, people are taking their children. Didn't you see on TV one that happened recently? Where the father and the mother knew about it and agreed on the child to use. May you not meet people who don't fear God. Bow down your heads and let's pray.